knows?
Yeah, I mean, I could have played last week, but they didn't want me to. There was risk for re-injury. I don't think I would have got injured, but there's a risk. And we got a lot of games ahead of us. I mean, each game we play is we're playing for a different seed. So I think it was crucial that I kind of got well-rested and been 100% today. So.
You guys have had some injuries, so it's even more critical now that you're back, right?
Yeah, and that's going to happen in the NFL. You see teams, Seattle, for instance, they lost two of their top guys in the secondary. You see teams lose guys all the time. The good teams can plug in and play backups, and we've been able to do that the last couple of games with me and AJ out and a couple other guys.
Great question, John.
Kenny, you guys add a couple of guys. Sterling's back also, and Dexter, just what are your thoughts about adding to the secondary and kind of having some more guys that kind of have to step in and play?
Yeah, I mean, it's a familiar face with Sterling. He knows our scheme. He played well for us last year. I'm sure Dexter will come into the same. But, yeah, like I said, it's a next man up mentality, and we have to do that to win games.
Why have you guys been able to better plug and play this year than previous years? I mean, you guys kind of had some –
You got more depth. When you got more depth and you got good coaches, I mean, our secondary coach, AG, he doesn't coach just the starters. He coaches the backups. And I think that leads to success when guys go down.
So I know you have really good cover skills, and those are going to probably be put to the test this week, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the best offenses. I mean, we were put to the test last week. I mean, I wasn't in, obviously, but this is two weeks in a row we're going to go against really good offenses. But at the same time, I mean, right now, statistics say we're top secondary, so we're ready to compete.
Goff has 9 passes of 40 yards or more this year.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you got to look really be careful about the over-the-top ball, right?
Yeah, I mean, he throws some deep balls, but there's probably about 20, 30 balls he's overthrown. He should have more than that, which is pretty unbelievable. But, yeah, they do take shots. It's all predicated off their run game with Todd Gurley. Everything runs through him. They're going to run you. They're going to take your play-action shots. He's got to make sure you stay on top of Sammy Watkins.
You're a guy who can't stay in the missed time. How tough is it to watch?
It was tough, but, I mean, when you're winning, everything's better. It was my first time in my career that I missed 2 weeks, like, back-to-back. I'm out for maybe a week, a game, then I come back the next week. So it was tough, but at the same time, like I was telling him, I could have played last week, but they want to hold me out one more week to make sure I was 100. And it worked out well. I feel really good today.
Is Gurley the best back you guys will see this year?
He's one of them. I mean, Devontae Freeman's good. I'm trying to think who else is on our scale. Jonathan Stewart's good. I mean, we play a lot of good backs. Seems like every team has a star back these days. But, yeah, he's playing at an elite level right now, and their offense kind of runs through them.
So the last kind of 6 games here, you guys have kind of a meat grinder. I know it's never easy, but it's going to really be difficult, don't you think?
I mean, y'all said the same thing about the first 6 games this season. Now that L.A.'s good, everybody's saying it's going to be tough at the end now. Like I said, in this league, you don't know who's going to be good on any given year. Every team has talent, and we do have some tough games, so a lot of divisional games coming up, but we've been through tough times already. We played 2 of the top seeds on the other divisions the first 2 games, kind of got out of that funk, and we've been real resilient, so we'll be ready for it.
Is it surprising?
I got Drew's here.